This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
We're excited for our next guest as Showtime has a new four-part documentary series coming out entitled Action, and this is just right up our wheelhouse. And it is, and you know, kind of examining and exploring the legalization of sports gambling. And the director of that documentary, Luke Corum, is joining us now on the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild Hotline. The four-part series Action premieres Sunday, March 24th, again on Showtime. Luke, thanks so much for the time, man. We appreciate it. This is a subject we're passionate about and we love talking about. I just kind of want to take a look behind the curtain to start. How did this project come about? Like, how did you get involved in it? How did this all go down?
Yeah, I've always found sports betting to be such a fascinating part of our sports culture, but one that, you know, it's like in the media, it's always cloaked. Like, if they use hidden terms, or like Brent Musburger will be like, my guys in the desert, like, you know, or Scott Van Pelt will have his bad beat segment. But It's like slowly people talk about it, even though we all know what's going on. So I was doing some research, and I was like, I think this law is going to change. And so I started putting together like an idea for a series, and I worked with this company called Boardwalk that did Last Chance U. And, you know, as soon as the law changed, we went to Showtime with the idea.
You know, I was watching this because we got an advanced copy, and I found it interesting because you had Vegas Dave on there, who is an infamous guy. Well, not infamous, but he's pretty well known for hitting big. He had all these bets that hit big within a 6-month span, and he's a very outgoing, confident individual, kind of prototypical bettor and what you would expect with that type. But then you interview him, and then you go to the other individuals from VSiN and some of the other regulars, and it seemed like all of them just hate what he sells. Am I off on that?
No, you're exactly on target. You know, Vegas Dave is a controversial, polarizing figure. And the reason I felt it was so important to include him is because as legalization spreads, there are going to be more people that are selling picks. And that's what Dave does. And it's a very, you know, some people look down on it. And some people think that it's, he's taking advantage of people. And he's like, I'm not taking advantage of anybody. But it's something that we're going to see a lot of. And so we felt it was absolutely paramount to include him.
Yeah, we're talking with Luke Corum. He's a director and executive producer of Action, a new four-part documentary series on the legalization of sports gambling. You can see it on Showtime, premieres Sunday, March 24th. And you know, he wasn't the only guy that you kind of featured in it. And we've got an advanced copy of the first two episodes of it. I mean, you had professional sports bettors, you had sports handicappers, betting consultants, amateurs, you had illegal bookies involved in this thing. What, I guess, because you mentioned you have kind of a history and a knowledge of the sports gambling industry, what surprised you the most, I guess, that you did these kind of feature pieces? What stood out the most to you that you learned about these folks?
I think I have never met a collection of characters whose lives are such a roller coaster. I mean, most people, you know, when you go to Vegas, you go for 2 or 3 days. If you live in the world of gambling, if that is your day-to-day life, I mean, talk about a ride. I would meet with them and I'd sit down for lunch or dinner, and the stories they would tell me, I just couldn't believe it. You know, I mean, I can't imagine living in a world where every day I have no idea, like, if I'm going to lose money that day or make money. That's a very scary thought. So I think just the personalities alone are incredible.
Were you a sports bettor before making this, and in talking to these individuals, both the big famous professional bettors and then the amateurs that you talk to in the sports book, who, by the way, are probably the best part of this, is just the reaction with these people as they're watching their money lose.
Yelling about the Jets while he's talking about how many games he's hitting.
Yeah, what his winning percentage is.
Come on, Jets!
Were you a sports bettor before this, or did this make you want a sports bet? Does it make you want to stay away even more? Where did you come in on this from a personal level?
That's a great question. To be honest with you, I had made one sports bet prior to making this show. And the funny thing about it is I had made a bet. I went to Texas A&M, so I made a bet on A&M when Johnny Manziel went on the road and they beat Alabama. Oh. And I made a bet online. I was like, I just think they're going to beat them. They have a dual threat quarterback. I go online. I make a bet for $100. Fast forward, you know, I win the bet. A month later, I get a check in the mail from UPS that says it's from the Caribbean. And I open it up, and it's like my check for my winnings. I checked my credit card statement, and it had a debit for a spa treatment. And that's when I realized that I just did something totally illegal. So, you know, that opened my eyes to, wow, so this is going on all the time. And, like, people like me don't even realize it's illegal what I'm doing because I'm betting offshore. So, but I'll tell you this. After making the show, you know, we show the dark side and the positives, you know, the addiction, but also the excitement. I can't wait to sports bet, to be honest with you. I can't wait to place another wager. So it opens your eyes up to both sides of the coin, but in the end, I think it's exciting.
Did that check for the spa say Orchid Spa in South Florida or somewhere else?
So that would be a tough one with the wife, right? You got to explain that one away. No, I promise.
Yeah, it was funny.
We do that on one of our sites that we occasionally will place bets on. It shows up as furniture from Russia, so I don't know what's worse. that one pops up occasionally.
My first one, Luke, was my very first winning on one of the websites. I had to go to like a Walmart and I had to get the check, but I had to call this number and some lady in like Panama answered, and she. I mean, she could barely speak English, and I'm like, this is not going to be legit, is it? And it ended up being legit. I got my money.
This isn't good. We're talking about Luke.
You know,
go ahead.
That's kind of the interesting thing about this is that, you know, as with the show at the end, like we actually talk about like not only how much money is in the industry, but how has it changed in the first year? Is money truly coming out of the black market, or are more people just gambling?
Yeah.
You know, because that's – they said – when they made the law change, this is going to take money out of the illegal, you know, the dark shadows. And, you know, I think that's to be determined.
Yeah, that's a really good point. We're talking with Luke Quorum. He's the director of the new Showtime documentary series Action on the Legalization of Sports Gambling, premieres on Sunday, March 24th. And it was a good educational thing, like in the first episode, because a lot of people, I think, are overwhelmed by gambling and they don't quite understand how it works. And you did a good job of kind of highlighting, here's how, you know, walk up to the counter and this is what you need to know and look for on the board. But you mentioned just how much it's changed in the last year with the Supreme Court ruling and kind of seeing states dabble into it. If I asked you, now that you've kind of studied this and obviously produced this documentary series, what is it going to look like in 5 years from now? Hell, even 10 years from now, do you think?
I think you're going to be sitting on your couch. I would say that like over half the states will be legalized. I think that you're going to be watching a game. And just like we have little news tickers at the bottom, that's now all going to be gambling language about the over-unders, the spreads. And you're going to be able to just a la carte on your phone, just immediately live bet the next pitch, the next goal. Because if you go to the UK, if you go somewhere in Europe, that's already happening. You can actually tweet how many goals will Ronaldo have in this match. And William Hill can tweet you back with the over under the odds on that. And you can immediately accept that wager. So it's going to get crazy.
You know, look, when you talk about the dark side of it, because that's what pro sports gambling, or I shouldn't say pro sports, all sports gambling will say is the dark side of it. When you make this and you're talking to individuals that are clearly degenerates and they're living so day to day and everything's based on them winning that day, how do you feel personally when you walk away? Did you have this like feeling of we should step in here? We got to say something to this guy. Or is it just like, this is not easy, but we have to put this in this docuseries?
Yeah, I mean, as a documentary filmmaker, it's important to know where to not cross the line. You don't want to interfere in someone's life, especially as you're documenting it, because you want it to be truth. You don't want to be. I want to show an objective viewpoint. If we were to try and, you know, say talk someone out of doing something or into doing something, that wouldn't be truthful. Right. So you know, the one person we follow, his name's Todd. You know, he's your everyday guy, but he is a self-proclaimed degenerate, lives 1 mile from the sports book, is there every day. The reason we chose him is he lets you in on the dark side, but he's absolutely hilarious. And so there's a lot of levity in that. So it makes it where you can watch it and you don't feel bad or guilty about this, you know. And also, he says, look, it's like helicopter parents out there that want to stop their kids from doing things. Like in the end, you when we put this out there, it's going to happen. You can't stop everyone who might become an addict. But the thing is, we can't educate people.
Right. Was he the one yelling about the Jets?
Yes, and he's priceless. He is
it was great.
Just wait. With episode 3 and 4, it's incredible.
The timing of it, too, for the listeners, you got to watch it, but the timing is perfect because you're talking to him, and I think you guys go, hey, what's your winning percentage? Because it was about these people who sell 75%.
Yes. Right.
And he goes, well, and then he turns his head to the TV and he goes, damn it, Jets! And then he turns back to the camera and he goes,
it's a basic, well, look, it's hard, okay? We lose a lot.
And he turns back and he's like, well, my winning percentage is like, well, I think I get it now. I think I know.
Well, you know, as you nailed it, like part of the enjoyment of the show is just watching people watching the games. Like you don't even have to know what's happening in the game to be entertained. And we just saw that guy. I went up to him, started talking to him, and he became one of the main characters in the series.
Who was your of the pro sports bettors? Who was your most enjoyable to talk with?
Well, I mean, in terms of professionals, Bill Krakenberger. There was no one that we spoke to that spoke down of him. He's highly respected in the industry, and he's been doing this his whole life, and that's how he makes every dollar. Now, in terms of the most fascinating, I would say, it's our new sharp bettor that you meet in episode 2, who's highly eccentric, extremely smart, and you meet him in the Elvis suite. That guy is just, I mean, talk about an adventure. I had a dinner with him, and it lasted 4.5 hours. I'll never forget that one. It was crazy.
God, I love Vegas. It's awesome. Luke Coram is his name. He's the director of the new Showtime documentary series, Action. They sent us a kind of advanced copy of it, and we had a ton of fun watching it. It's going to be a 4-parter, premieres March 24th, again on Showtime. Luke, great job with this. We really appreciate your time. Thanks for sending us the advanced copy, and we can't wait to watch the rest of it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.